Clark now.
Yeah.
Big Clark.
Flip phone like that.
Ah.
It hates robots.
Uh-oh. Not in front of yours, right?
Because hold its mouth closed is all you need to do.
Oh, it does it all too well. It clamps on the robot.
Really? That's hard.
Pretty sticky. I'll shoot it. You know, good thing you don't taste very good. Oh, wait, that's R2.
15.
You shoot off the robot and it falls over. And then it shakes itself. And it comes at the robot again slower.
I'll blast the ground in front of it.
The robot will shoot itself.
Okay.
12.
8.
Okay, you blast the ground in front of it. The robot shoots it. 12 doesn't do that much damage.
I grab its mouth and close it.
Okay.
I wrestle its mouth closed. Do I need to roll it?
Sure.
I assume. Damn. Fine.
You need help there?
You just hold the mouth closed, man.
Alright. Okay,
It tries to bite the robot again.
I'll
help you.
Clamps on again.
Okay. I mean, we should hold it close now.
No. But holding on to walk like that, anyway, as soon as it lets go,
Okay.
You can hold it close. Because they have very weak muscles opening the mouth.
Oh.
Strong muscles closing.
Yeah.
15.
I got the robot. Knock it off the robot again. Also.
I'll try to hold its mouth closed.
Is it looking hurt?
It does look fairly hurt.
Okay. This is a stupid count.
Once you get the damn mouth closed, what's the kid's
I try to hold its mouth closed.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Can I go first?
15.
Okay, you hold the mouth closed.
Alright.
How heavy is it?
Pick
it up, dropping the ocean.
No, probably.
Kids, go run.
It's roughly elephant size. Then maybe I can pick it up and drop in the ocean.
Yeah, it's smaller than elephant.
Okay, I'll pick it up and drop in the ocean.
Run,
okay.
Run.
You pick it up, fly it over, drop in the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm dreaming.
Now what?
We go into my...
Check out your den?
Yeah, my inequities.
Okay, are they here?
Maybe
some of the stuff in your house will drop.
Well, who tries to go down?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go down. Well, I'll try to go
down. The robot?
The robot gets stuck.
I'll go down.
Stuck in what?
In the tree.
Oh, the tree stopped it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, the trees are specifically designed for, like, kids.
Well, the robot is the most childlike robot.
Yeah, but it's huge.
Oh, okay, I guess I can go down. Well, I follow you, but...
Stay
low to the ground, man. Fly low.
That's true, I can slap the tree.
Nape of the earth, man. Nape of the earth.
14.
You are sort of stuck in the middle.
What the? Hey, I can't go down.
I grab
him. You want to go down?
Can he get back out?
Well, let me try.
You get back out.
Well, I don't try first. I can't go down. I see what he does first.
I'll see who's going down first. So, unless you were waiting. If you're waiting, then we'll do Peter.
I'll be following him.
I'm just going to check it out.
Woohoo! Alright.
Double C's.
Peter will probably keep the pirates out.
Okay, you go down. So you two go down.
And the kids. Pirates. Indians, right?
The Indians aren't kids.
Oh, some more kids. But they're all kids.
No, they're all like...
the trees have me. Chase bomb.
Older teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Let me get to the first. And then the robot. Well, me first, then you bomb, then the robot comes down.
It all seems so vaguely familiar.
Alright, so you two get... downstairs. Or down to the bottom of the room. It's sort of... You know, probably about this big. Kind of cozy.
Blood everywhere.
No.
Okay. No blood everywhere.
There's a big bed, and all the lost boys are sleeping. Actually, is it basement? No, I'll just say it's probably not. It's getting close to night. So all the lost boys are sleeping.
It was night. They attacked at night.
Yes,
the lost boys from the island.
Right.
Okay.
Then there's like a rocking chair, and Charlie is there knitting.
Charlie is the robot's girlfriend?
No. His assistant.
One of my assistants. Where's Wally?
Wally is
dead.
His head is dead.
Look, I can make him talk.
No, Wally's sleeping on the bed too.
Okay.
And,
what's going on there?
And Smee is.
You need to get down here.
Smee or Smeego?
Smeego likes.
Well, actually, Wally's in like a huge
cage.
Cradle. Peter's actually in a separate bed. I mean, Smee's actually in a separate bed. Just kind of like Peter Pan.
Hey, Smee.
Smee, what's up?
Hi, Smee. How you feeling?
Who are you? Why are you coming to my home?
I'm
he jumps
here.
Out. Whoops out of the store.
Hi,
he's just a lot like Peter Pan.
This is like the Spielberg's movie now.
Not at all like that.
You're back, and there you're not welcome.
Charlie exclaims, "Oh dear!"
Yeah. Who's in the big bed? Who's in the big cradle?
Wally's
in the big cradle. Great. Just like Wendy's youngest brother.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you know, everybody starts waking up.
All right, I kick Smee's ass.
What's going on down there? I can't get down.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about. It's just me and Smee. You guys watch.
Okay.
unless they fight, then they shouldn't, because
no,
I'm Peter.
Oh, that's Peter.
They think I'm Peter. Peter was like 2 days ago. Well, okay, a couple weeks ago. They knew Peter. And then me. Anyway,
no, that's Peter.
Alright, kick me that.
Alright,
Hoster.
Guess we shall see.
I'm having fun, I say.
Come on now, if you want.
Can't try to go down
yet. You can try again.
Fly low, man.
No, not gonna work. I'm gonna bomb the trees.
Napalm, man.
Not bomb.
Napalm.
Kill me, will ya?
You know the entrance I know of? You know all of that?
Back door.
Entrance.
Are you radiating the trees here?
Always, if you remember us living in Hawaii, doing good.
Smee strikes like lightning.
Like lightning. Faster than me, eh?
Yeah.
Seems unlikely. How come he's going faster than me? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, Pirate. You both have the same deck. Or initiative. It's a tiebreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Smee attacks, you dodge. Your turn.
We both have the same deck. It's the tiebreaker.
Well, you both have the same initiative.
Initiative? What's initiative based on?
It's the first stat on each
line. Dex, oh, Dex and influence added up times two.
Oh, times two. Gotcha.
Alright, so he, I dodge, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Nice, take this.
You don't have trouble down there, are you?
Yeah,
what's your roll? 11?
Not so much, then. I roll 11 attacking him.
You miss.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're gonna get into the fight?
Hey, don't do that, don't do that.
Why
it's
not?
Me, it's me. Just make sure the other kids stay okay. If you can get them out of here, that'd be great.
What?
The Lost Boys can get them out of here. That'd be great.
They're cheering Peter on. Which Peter? Who knows? Hard to tell.
Go, Peter, go. Me and me.
Wait, is a vacuum cleaner down there?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lady Robot's down there, too.
Who's she cheering for?
She's cheering for Peter, too.
Good to know. Good
again,
to know.
Once again, which Peter? Who knows?
Hey, what's going on down there? I'm still stuck up here.
I'll get the bystanders out again.
They seem resistant.
They don't want to leave.
To the idea. No.
get a lot of hit points, and you manage to save some of them.
They're not in danger.
Peter, save
they
us.
They are in danger.
Anyways, attack.
Oh, you missed?
Yeah. It'd be hard for him to hit you.
Eight.
Hard for you to hit him, too, apparently.
Should I try to go now?
But if he rolls high...
He rolls up.
Should I try to go down?
He rolls up.
He's just waiting. Please re-roll.
What's going on down there? I'll try to go down again.
Okay.
Some sort of stupid...
Make it, man.
Okay, you get him down.
If you don't even touch him in two more rolls, he's got... I'm taking him down.
Hey, what's going on down there?
It's just this ferocious sword fight.
Get the kid down.
There's a, you know, there's Peter, and then there's an older potbelly guy dressed up like Peter.
Well, you
but he's fighting very well.
You leave him alone, right? You're going to take him back.
Get the kid down here.
Hey, you kids want to fall out now?
Ask them. Take them out.
He was.
Do the kids want to go out?
They seem resistant.
Any of them want to go out?
No. All
right. Six.
The coward bleats for help.
Hey, I tell the vacuum cleaner, what's his name is up there?
Nope, he was.
He wants to see it.
He has to get candy. Tell him there's candy up top.
Did he do anything?
No.
The vacuum cleaner?
Hey. I think I
They're not in danger. I'll just make sure they don't get hit or anything.
Nope.
They're fine.
The world
I got them.
The worldview is crushed. There's two speeders fighting. One, finally, above average. 11.
You
have a
first
roll.
11?
No, yeah, I know. I'm due for a long roll of high numbers.
So sweet.
Really?
No, you missed.
No, I mean, is he really rolled low? I rolled average and left this entire time.
Yeah. Well, he needs
average or less every time.
You both need higher than average. Yeah. No.
You're going to go down now.
No, you're going... Down. Wow. 29. Well, let's see. You have an 18.
That's
what killed me. That's what I heard. Yeah, it's
important to whoever survives this combat, that's the new Peter. Don't let them get
anybody
different.
What?
Whoever survives this combat is the new Peter.
You take 6 points.
Otherwise, the worldview, I take out. Six of them, I guess. How much did that cost me? Crap load.
12 hero points.
So I talked to one of... Who do I know here?
Down about 10.
You know Charlie? Well...
So,
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I talked to her before.
But you were stunned, right? Because you only have 6 fighting.
So, okay,
unbelievable.
Next time I see you,
Level 11.
No, I'm talking...
11 or less. Every goddamn...
I want to see if you have the same dream.
Alright.
Okay, just remind me. If you remind me, then, you know,
it's like
10
rolls.
Okay.
Rolls. How many rolls is this in a row? God damn it.
He tries to hit you again. Another high roll like that will take you down, I think.
Yeah.
Nope, he missed.
Finally, 15.
Did it put him out?
No.
He's hero points.
He's got hero points.
Lots of hero points.
No,
lots
he's got a couple hero points.
He's got more than me, probably.
Maybe now, yeah. You have been spending quite a few. So you do a point.
I help his ass out. What's that?
You do a point. Aha! Eventually he'll roll up again. And then you're dead.
What is it? Is it decent damage right here?
Oh, okay.
Allow me to join in.
Huh?
He missed. Even though he rolled up.
Why don't you use a critical blow?
No, he's got a good leg work.
Well, you take a -2 to your to hit, but you take +3 to your damage. It'll be hard to hit him, but when you hit him, you do more damage.
He's not even hitting yet.
I could. I could do the opposite. I could higher numbers to hit and make it easier to hit, but do less damage.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
It's like flailing attack. Oh my gosh.
Flailing attack. Yeah, that's it.
Let's see how that works. Flail attack it is.
Okay.
14.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2.
Column shift.
Two column shifts, but.
Less damage, but two column shifts.
Less damage, 1, 2, 3. So you're doing like a base zero damage.
Yeah. With two column shifts.
6, 7, 8. You do no damage. Yeah. You have plus two in the minus three.
Yeah, so maybe you should just attack him normally.
Well, I could plug 0 points in, but he'd be whacking him in trouble. Of course, 14, I would have done normal damage. I would have done damage.
Yeah,
14. But 15 hit last.
15, you do a point.
14 doesn't do anything then?
No.
Because
that just misses the call.
Can you do a disarm attack?
You can try.
Yeah, you can try that. That'd be cool.
Let's do that.
Oh, yes.
At least let him pick his damn weapon up again.
No, no.
Not me, no. Yes, I was.
No, you dropped your sword and you hit him.
No. But the real Peter.
Oh!
Alright, so that was...
Point.
Were you doing a disarm? A weird disarm attack?
No. Full on attack.
20...
Well, I'm not doing my normal.
You're doing subdual damage?
I'm not doing subdual damage.
You're not doing subdual
damage? No, I'm not. I'm doing full attack. Well, otherwise, I'm not going to hit it at.
You did 2 more points.
Hit?
Two? Well, before you did.
One,
that's true.
Five higher.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's only one column shift, actually.
Yeah.
21 would have been 2 more columns.
6 higher would have been 2 columns.
Yeah,
just look at these numbers.
Well, eventually you'll get
18.
I know.
What do you miss?
It's going up. That's all you need to do.
Wow.
What do you need to have?
15.
Well, I missed.
All about rolling up.
13.
You know, 15 is supposed to be like a 1 and a 4.
Right.
Missed.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's what I said to the roll.
It's not.
Well, no, it's not. It's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not?
Die.
Let's see.
We're all a combination.
Yeah, right now on the combination. Right now all.
You were not in the fight.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
I don't really care.
Yeah, but. Well.
Ooh, 4. 15, you missed.
I have to roll higher than I have to roll.
Yeah.
12 again. Hey, I'm rolling above average now. Yeah!
Miss. Eventually.
Fuck.
Someone else. Smee fights with an unholy strength.
Unholy strength, huh? I'll see if I can distract him. I'll sneeze really loud.
19. 1 point.
That's 2 points. That's 2 points, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to sneeze really loud.
That's pretty groggy.
Get make a rocket. I did it.
He fumbled the sneeze.
He's choking.
Is he distracted?
Are you supposed to roll you?
No.
Really not.
You roll. Make a combination of two dice or you did already.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, you did already. So tell us what the
five.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now you're dead.
Oh, fuck.
And then Snee wins.
What do you roll? Actually, re-roll?
Yeah.
Re-roll? I mean, 2 rolls up?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's only the same amount of damage.
6.
Alright, well, I can take that out. I'll but 1 point.
Oh, no.
One body. Where's the body? Wait. I gotta take any negatives because of that? There's no negative for having it.
Yeah, it should be easy to figure out. 15
off my body, right?
No.
Alright. 2.
Now he's going to take you down. Yeah. He senses his victory. You did.
Oh, fuck, he rolled up again? God damn it, he's fucking dying. What do you do?
I only did one less, so that would be...
5, doesn't matter.
3.
Really?
Yeah. It goes from 3 to 6.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Barely holding on.
Alright. God damn you. Alright. 17.
So that is 1 point. Oof. Ooh, an 8 kilopound knock him down now. He's that close. Nice. But if he gets anything. Damn it. I got a 1 in 10 chance.
Whatever, man.
Go ahead.
dice rolling contest.
Nope.
Fucking lame.
You're just going all around the room. Over.
Yeah, you got 1 and 4.
Miss.
How can I not be making these damn things?
Fuck!
Yeah, try these.
It's like, got it.
You're gonna roll two. You win.
Yeah!
What's your roll?
14. That's 7 point of damage.
No, 15. 15.
My dice from
you missed again. Oh, you missed again.
Combination, that's sick.
That's how it is.
That's even worse.
You missed again.
There you go, that's the ticket.
Maybe a combination of these two.
Alright.
Okay. Yes.
13. Unbelievable. Alright.
Miss. Find the usual corner.
13. 1 and 4. 1 and 4. Doing my kind of result. Thank you. 18.
Oh.
Is he dead?
No, he doesn't. He falls up unconscious. Oh, there's a gasp of dismay from the muscle. Everybody else in the room. No, Peter!
Yay, Peter! Peter's dead. What
was
Peter?
Sajay, remind me, okay? Me.
He's fat. I'm young. Boy, don't you remember our life in Hawaii?
You can be fat and young.
No, I'm the epitome of boyish charm.
But you say he's fat and young. You
can oh, make a roll.
I'm fat.
Make a roll.
Oh. I gotta improve persuasion now.
Make it a 4 or something.
Look at that above. 16.
Okay. Oh, he's wearing some kind of exoskeleton.
He is?
It's me.
Exoskeleton?
That makes him fat.
That makes him faster and
faster.
More durable.
Well, what's this?
We should remove that. You, Professor, you should remove that.
I shall.
Safely and keep that.
What does the kid say?
We can make a Peter bot.
Are they all out of the, out of it?
Yeah, when you take it off, you go, Peter, and they all rush to you.
So remind me.
No inappropriate touching.
Got it.
That was inappropriate touching.
Huh?
Yeah?
There's no priests here. That would be a dangerous place to priest.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do about the shark?
Nothing, right now.
Really?
We'll come back one day and, they're not doing
anything. Where's Wendy, boys?
As far as I can tell.
Wendy who? No, Wendy who?
Wendy.
They don't know anything about Wendy.
Testicle.
No. You know, hook.
Again, they don't know. What are you talking about?
Me has to know. Me is zero. What are we going to do about me? There's another question. We can't really take him.
This is your gig.
To Hawaiian justice.
Why not? Kidnapping.
Indian.
It's a crime as far as I know.
Turn him over to the Indian.
Okay. I'll take them and put them in a cage. And then they'll eat
them. Click on the eat them.
They're not completely.
So, the sharks, as far as I know, they're not turning anyone down here.
Not right
now. Ordering pirates about.
Yeah.
So,
uselessly.
They're enamored with the pirate life.
Yeah, so.
Pirate life for me.
Maybe this is a good place for them. If they cause trouble, we'll come back and take them out. How's that?
Your communicators, how good are they?
25
not
miles.
Far.
Oh. You boost one?
What? To go all the way to Neverland? For what?
My headquarters?
Sure,
yeah.
Can you afford it?
I can afford it. Yeah, apparently can I. I got my gold back.
No, he spent all the gold.
He spent it?
Yeah.
Hiring.
What do you think all those high tech gadgets that he has?
I smack him one more time.
We can sell the exoskeleton for money, right?
Yeah. I'll trade you the exoskeleton.
For the communicator?
One being communication with Neverland is picked to get trouble again.
I don't know about that one.
You've been very mean to my robots.
I have not been mean to your robot. I've been mean to one of your robots. I'm trying to save your robot. Just you know, last fight, whatever, 2 days, 2 weeks ago, whatever. Exoskeleton is yours.
Oh, man.
You need to be in communication with
them. Anyway.
So they can tell us when they're dead.
Are we going to get these kids back?
I'll research it. See what it takes.
The way it feels before I leave.
Oh, we do?
Ask the Indians if they have another ship.
Different here. If we don't do it before I leave.
Well, he doesn't have... He doesn't really have the... Well, he might be able to...
I the professor make a radio out of two coconuts. And
well,
the professor on the
this is real life, man. Harder than that.
I think I need more
three coconuts, man.
Well, could you take
Where are you going to find a third coconut?
Plus whatever else you need.
Theoretically, you won't be able to do it.
Theoretically, you won't be able to do it?
Because mm-hmm. You're not actually on Earth.
Oh, we're not.
It's just extra dimensional.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I can come back.
Sure you can.
Think about health.
Just go to sleep at night, think good thoughts.
You remember, you were awake back in the island before. You never actually went to sleep.
You guys were on the boat for a
week. I don't know
that.
Maybe I passed out during the
night. it's probably night in the boat.
I
feel kind of weird.
How are we going to get these kids back?
We'll fly and they'll stay on the boat.
Your boat's not that big. Maybe
if we cramp,
it make them fly.
It's not going to sink.
It can help them fly.
It's not going to sink with the two robots.
Second robot, but she's like human size.
She's a vacuum cleaner.
You guys never watch Teletubbies? They have a vacuum cleaner that goes around.
Okay.
I imagine. What's the name of that thing? Nuki?
Nuke?
Alright, well, I guess I have to come back here later with the communicator. You guys talk to
That's true. In the whole Super Friends, they always get communications from, like, you know.
Other dimensions
and like you know yeah.
But the so time stands still for them, but it goes by faster.
Outside.
Yeah, they don't age, but time goes by faster.
Here.
Yeah.
And
that's all you need to know. So
what do you tell us that
they don't age.
Okay.
They don't age, but time goes by faster. We leave for 2 weeks to come back. Yeah, they won't. It's no big deal. It'll be like moments later.
Oh.
So I guess it won't be.
You mean time goes by slower?
Time goes by faster.
I don't care.
They never age. They don't age, but.
But, you know, and they live their lives and whatever, and they won't even. We show up a few minutes later, you know, years later, they won't realize that time has come.
Oh, yeah, okay, so got it.
That's true, but it's not as if it's only a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think time passes normally. They just, since they never age, they don't really keep track. It's just,
they don't realize it. Yeah.
They can't tell us years later.
So things shouldn't change too much if we come back with a communicator.
Trees will, you know, get bigger.
Okay, whatever.
Totally
I don't care.
It's a dream.
Whatever.
You get on the boat, you sail back. It takes another 2 weeks, I said, right?
Yeah, you said the first time.
Man, missing work.
That's okay, says your boss.
What?
You work?
I don't even know where I work.
I had to take that out of character.
Are you his boss?
Apparently.
Nah.
I've got to be the head of the lab with this.
We're working in different labs.
No, he's the head of the whole research division now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm still a lowly assistant.
Yeah. You're not upwardly mobile like he is.
Yeah.
You know, if
Wally makes more than you.
You know who he is, and he doesn't know who you are. That
does. I'm not management material.
Sexual.
All I need to just roll up on my
on your wealth roll.
Wealth. That's how you go. That's how you get ahead in life.
You know, you don't have to get up and walk.
And you don't roll a two. That's always bad.
Do I want to do anything else? I think I did all the foot pods in the beginning. Let's see. What did you guys do today? Not much. Oh, I never figured out how much these adventures were.
Thousands.
Yeah,
thousands.
Other than the giant robot at the beginning.
Billions.
That was tough.
Billions? Trillions. And the sharks. If we took out the sharks, it'd be...
If we did actually attack the sharks, yes.
We did attack the sharks.
Not really.
Bravely. Really? Because, you know, I attacked them. I got my ass beat, but I did fight them. Heroically.
Let's see. Something was about equal. So the coffee cone is just personal.
All I asked for is 42 points.
Severity.
240 would be nice too.
What?
240 hero points, that'd be nice.
2400 for me. That'll be nice.
2400?
Yeah.
What will 2400 get you?
Just about anything.
My sanity set. Drawback. Innocent. Still there. Captain Hook. Still there. Oh, Captain Hook? Well, I don't know. Captain Hook's gone now. I guess I'll find out next week. Or, yeah.
Perhaps. I think I'll choose Jasmine.
Jasmine Hook.
That's just. Let's see. Base 30. I'm going to figure out. So, participation, everybody showed up.
Everybody showed up?
Well, employees.
Everybody that's here showed up?
Yep. Everybody that's here showed up, employees.
Isn't that how it usually works?
Well, you know, Eric has gone to sleep before.
Yeah, well, I see.
Let's see, role-playing, that's the most.
Vacuum cleaner is not in the appliances table. Huh.
Yeah, she was in the appliances table. She must be a,
Washing machine.
Washing machine. Sorry.
She eats clothes.
Oh, man.
She eats socks.
That's how she's powered.
That's how she's powered.
Every load, she eats one sock. Consumes one sock.
Yeah. Less sock.
Yeah. Well, all right. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so let's see.
Otherwise, you know, you come back with a full test again.
How many hero points did you use there today?
42.
Whoa, how many did you use there?
Yeah, yeah. 50. What is he?
42.
What else? So usually I give extra points for hero points.
Hero points.
But you got a whole bunch of hero points.
I use a lot.
Well, usually the highest.
Yeah.
And then the highest roll.
If you count the Omni gadgets.
I don't.
Then it would be 78.
Huh?
But it's not.
Doesn't matter, you're still 50, it's still highest, you win.
Depends, I mean, if you do, if it was closer to 100, then I'd give him more points.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
I did like 100.
But, you know, I'm not, nowhere near enough to make up for the money you're using. And
yeah,
I think, you had the highest roll in 39. So for some reason I give you a surprise for highest roll.
How about lowest?
No.
I got a 2 once.
How about the consistent average roll?
Wait, I had a 2, I had a couple of 3s, and like a 4. Come on. Gotta get something.
I did the most rolls. Come on, that's something. It's role playing. He's not silly. I can call him right now. He'll confirm.
Role playing.
Okay. Riff gets 150. Rad gets 105. Paytar gets 90.
90!
I'll give you more. You got 105 too.
150, you said?
You got 105 too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless you want to change one.
Yeah, whatever, man. Thanks.
Well, did you just roll or did?
I think you rolled up. You rolled more than once.
Well, roll.
You're more than once. You must have rolled up.
No.
105.
Roll again.
10.
Roll again.
That
helps. Yeah, so you roll 11.
5.
Roll again.
Again. There.
6 rolls.
7.
What is that?
I think so. When I started counting, when I figured out that you were counting the number of rolls, it was like 3, and then I rolled 4 more times.
That's bad.
Yeah, whatever.
Especially because you only had like 1 bank point left over.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But the idea of the body suit. I am the body suit. So you agree.
Okay.
The first one is practice. The second one, the real roll is 22. So there you go.
What'd you roll, Riff?
Come on.
3 to get there.
Okay, and the first roll was what? Do you remember?
It's a 3.
Okay. So you lose some more. That one multiplication apparently was too long.
Did I go up? I got 22.
No, you got 6.
What? That was practice roll. Didn't I say it was practice? I just said it was practice roll, right?
I heard it was practice roll.
Fifi? No, okay, that's a real roll. Oh, look.
This is for real. All right.
30 right now.
18. See?
41. 18. 41.
You got that right. 18.
41. Can I go up? 41. Come on.
Get that right,
Ken. 18. Oh, the first level. Okay, so we get points for the highest roll and spending the most hero points.
Saving.
Yeah, screw that. Had enough of that. Okay.
So how many bank points did you have?
Me?
Bank, yeah.
1.
Okay, so you used 5, you used 2 extra rolls. That's 13 hero points.
I lost 0 points. Because you can't take any money from me?
Yeah. After you use up your bank points, you start using up hero points. Cool. Make the extra roll.
Alright, well, I told me to write that down.
I got it down. It's not holding the money. Which is why I don't tell you, because it'll just shock you.
Okay, so I should raise my energy absorption and power reserve.
Sure.
What?
No more hero points.
Really? You're giving me down to 0?
No, 38.
Okay, see, that's fine.
What did you do? You have a disadvantage you got rid of?
No. Yeah, energy absorption is power reserve. I can absorb 2 points of energy and use it.
Yeah.
Power his ability.
Yeah. Next radiation attack against him.
He'll just be much stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know who they're messing with.
Once humanity realizes the power of the atom, you're going to be a maniac.
Yep.
Or sharks.
Huh?
When the sharks attack you.
Sharks use radiation attacks?
Well, their energy attack.
Yeah, energy attack.
Usually they just use their mental attack.
I thought only one of them had mental attacks. Or they both?
Oh, actually, they don't have any energy attacks. Nope.
They both have the same attacks?
Yeah, they're both the same.
Oh. Okay.
There's actually only one shard, but for some reason I made two.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know, two sharks are cool.
Okay, so after a few days, I'll go ask Charlie. So did you have this dream a few days ago?
Let's see, high is she remembers more. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
We just went out sailing, and then we came back.
Huh. So what did you do after the party we went to?
We went sailing. Yeah. Like, the next day we went, you know, we all went sailing off like a month.
Who's we?
Everybody.
Okay.
Actually, I don't remember going, but I remember coming back.
It's okay. Never mind. I check my bio, see if I'm still.
Well, go ahead and make a roll.
See, I'm still okay. Have I gotten the same?
Yeah, you remember most of it. You can make a roll too, since you're an adult.
Adults will forget?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it starts, it becomes more and more of a dream.
10.
You definitely remember going to there, but you're starting to forget some of the details.
I try very hard to remember. I don't like forgetting
things. You write them down.
I write them down. I have to worry about what happened.
The robot knows, because he was a child.
Good. Robot remember for me.
I don't mind forgetting.
Robot knows that, you know.
Well,
parents really should have been knowing these stuff.
Actually, I'll write down the part about the sharks, because that's the part I need to remember.
Later on, when you look at these notes, you go, no way. That wasn't me writing these things down.
I know, this sounds crazy. It's me writing, you fool.
Here's the code word. Remember that time?
Sharks.
Who else would know but me?
Sharks are here. Trust me.
One it's time in Neverland.
And then one time. So I make a vacation time.
Okay.
After the vacation, I just. Oh, by the way, I was going on vacation.
Okay, so apparently the lab went to shit while I was gone.
Yeah, I already took vacation. Stop showing up for
work. Using the equipment to make alcohol.
Still in one of the storage rooms.
Let's see.
So you still have to mix all the serums.
Yeah.
But I have a cool. Random things happen to your table.
Really? Should I roll now?
No. Well, once we get most people in one room, then.
Okay.
We'll see if they mutate.
You know, good thing I don't need to take the serum.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. What?
To protect you against the radiation poisoning.
That he's putting out?
Yeah.
You're putting this shit out, man.
Yeah.
This is a joke. I didn't know you were
radiating us. No, it was real. That's what you're radiating. The power complications so far.
Nice.
Cool, eh? Maybe I should go hang out with the bad guys for a while. That'll take him out quicker.
You know, one of the complications of radiation sickness is insanity.
You must be hanging around me too long.
Huh. Guess I never did resolve the Tinkerbell thing. Oh well. I don't think I was planning to anyway.
It needs to be resolved?
Well, he didn't really actually mention Tinkerbell to anybody else. Okay. Other than you people.
To all of you, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just you people. But you can't see her anyway.
Yeah. And?
So he didn't really mention it to the people on the island.
He didn't?
I don't think so.
Which island?
Well, Tinker Bell is what let Laudanum fly.
Yes.
Okay, so I told him that Tinker Bell was going to put pixie dust on them, and they'd have to believe. And then they, not everybody fit in the dinghy. The Indian flew to the,
Indians don't fly.
But I told them they could fly if they believed.
Obviously, they didn't.
And Tinkerbell.
They swam.
I did tell them, that's what I'm saying.
He would have told them. I don't think it came out.
They would have let you fly, please. They don't fly.
Indians don't fly. Gotcha. Yes. But I told them they could fly if they believed. And Tinkerbell.
Indians don't fly.
And then they would say, Indians don't fly.
I gotcha. So I mentioned to them Tinkerbell would put pixie dust on them so they could fly.
And again, they would say the Indians don't fly. And that's how the conversation went. This is much like the book, actually.
So we never actually attacked the shark. We spent 3 days there, sitting there, arguing.
I did mention Tinkerbell to the Indians,
yes.
But that's not the people you care about.
No, I mean, they know Tinkerbell's dead, but they just think you're crazy.
Oh, all right.
But again, you're the Great White Father. They're not going to say anything. They would say, Indians don't fly, which is true. It's not proper.
That's not, I'm just saying, they knew that I mentioned
Tinkerbell,
that's all.
Yeah.
And you said I didn't mention
Tinkerbell.
Wouldn't
I did. Mention Tinkerbell.
That's
true. You didn't mention it to people who would have told you that she's dead.
I mentioned it.
Which I guess would have only been Smee, or Starkey, maybe.
Okay. Tinkerbell's not dead. She's like...
Of course she's not.
She's like...
Yeah, okay.
Jasmine will tell you.
She'll figure it out.
Crazy, I tell you.
Too late now.
Well, last week I thought maybe I should go because I had missed Saturday, but then
But then nobody else was going, so I didn't go.
Like
this? Well, once you know.
But now I gave my word.
Yeah, I should have said
your
maybe.
Your word
I'll
is
go.
Your bond?
I actually said I will go. I changed from the maybe to I will go.
You said I will go no matter what time it is.
Actually, I said I should be able to make it. Oh, shit. Oh.
Get a way out.
I should have been more. Wishy-washy. But nope.
I'm going to install.
Okay. I'll lose a lot of money then I won't go again. Screw you guys.
You can't lose a lot of money.
Well.
You can lose money.
You can lose a lot of money. Thousands.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think you start putting down your, Rolex.
Yeah, here. So Chris plays every hand?
He wants to be in every hand, yeah.
He wants to be in every hand? Why?
Just for him, no idea. That's his victory condition.
No, it's the way he is.
So if he folds?
He doesn't like to sit there and have nothing to do.
He will fold very occasionally. But most of the time he'll stay in no matter what.
He shouldn't go to Vegas. Well, she didn't play poker in Vegas.
I wouldn't want to play anything with blackjack. Well, I didn't even know these guys played. I assume they played five cards, draw.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
five
card
draw is boring.
Straight poker is boring. Five card draw is pretty boring.
Really?
Boring.
Yeah, three poker, you don't even draw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get five cards, and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well,
but
they mainly play seven card stud, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's boring.
No, it's not.
Stud is not as boring as draw.
Boring.
It's more betting.
Not as boring as five. Well, draw. But draw, you only do it like, you know, two rounds, and then.
Yeah.
You know, seven card. It's like one card at a time, so tension builds.
You play baseball.
Baseball just goes nuts.
Yeah, you can lose a lot of money playing baseball.
Oh, they were doing
Hold'em.
Texas
Hold'em.
When I went to Canada, we played poker. Like
guts. Guts
like that.
And it's like, can't you people tell when to stay in or out? I was like raking in the money. Well, it has a rule where if nobody bets and then you still have the highest card, then you lose and you have to spend more money. But it's like, you know, four people, I have this card, the chance of me having the highest card is about this much. I'll be
hard at it.
I have.
It's very simple.
I don't know if it's the same rules as you, where you have two cards, and you're sitting there, and whoever drops, you basically try to...
Yeah, you got two cards, and then everybody says whether they're going to stay in or out.
Mm-hmm.
And you still try to get the best hand.
Okay.
On two cards. Yeah. And then if everybody else drops out except you, then you win naturally. If multiple people stay in, then the loser is paying more. And then the winner gets the spot.
Okay.
But if everybody drops out and you would have won, then you have to pay more. Which is,
you know. What? If everyone drops out, but you?
No, if everybody drops out.
Oh, you including?
Yes. So nobody, you know, if nobody has the guts, and whoever had the highest hand.
Well, you should have had the guts.
Yeah, you should have.
It's punished.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to show when you can't really bluff your damn hand anyway.
Yeah, it's only one draw. It's really quick.
Yeah, the way we did it, if nobody's held, then everyone paid in their one and kept the pot going.
Yeah.
Just play card high. That'd be short. Yeah,
but there was a couple of hands that I had like two and a three or something obscene. I'm gonna drop. It's still in my hand, and I was the only one with cards. Everyone else dropped.
That's awesome.
There we go.
I think it's December
1959.
What the?
Woohoo, party!
Seconds?
20 seconds?
What's the time?
So who haven't we insulted yet?
Pick and roll, for sure.
Pick is like
a god?
No.
Worst boss ever.
It's like the worst player ever.
Worst player ever?
Unless we were playing like post-apocalyptic.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
It's like, no matter what game we're playing, it's always kill them and take their stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it does, yeah.
I mean, you like, you know, Star Trek superhero game, or superhero game.
Yeah, kill them and take their stuff.
It's like,
just doesn't work.
Kill them and take their stuff. That's like, the problem.
Do you not understand the genre?
That'll be the problem.
Kill them, take your stuff.
Well, of course.
It's true. Nothing wrong with killing, take your stuff.
In some games.
In all games. Every single
thing is, he ran a game where that was like so naughty. Of like, he ran Star Trek and Star Wars and expected, you know, same genre.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Timshit with Kevin here, you know. He says, you know, like, he'll run games as exactly the sort of games he hates.
Oh, I say that a lot.
Run,
and it's true.
The Star Trek game, you would have hated if you'd have played in your Star Trek game.
Well, I would hate a GM that changes the world almost. And it's just arbitrary.
Arbitrary.
And especially, yeah. And like, starts ignoring rules and getting wishy-washy about, you know, during combats and stuff. Man, I would hate all that stuff.
Well, I can appreciate you changing the rules. Like, today you announced that there was a rule change. But you wouldn't qualify it. What you said, you can't do that anymore, and you're going to get punished. It would be bad.
That's true.
Absolutely no... anything beyond that.
Well, that's what it usually is.
I don't usually say what it is, but the new rule is. Why did you even tell us what the rule was?
You said something I didn't think about anymore.
Well, you changed to us.
Because you didn't tell us. That's why.
Because that wasn't what I wanted to do. It's the getting up. It's the
becoming conscious again. You're going to be negative, undefined negative for 4 rounds.
Well, yes.
You're going to be negative up. 1,050 in the first round.
12,000.
Usually I'm not that bad. But it's got to be enough that'll make you think twice.
About coming
because,
back
Because
up.
You guys actually, yeah, it's like, I figured out, it's like impossible to knock out the party and then put them in a death trap because you guys can just keep popping up.
But we don't want to be in death trap.
Well, that's a staple of the comic books, though. So that's one thing that the heroes would not do well. Because, you know, it's too easy to get back up.
I Roger your logo now.
Why is he so itchy if you just washed him?
I just washed him. Oatmeal shampoo.
Maybe that's why.
Relieve the itch.
Thanks for covering him in mud.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about Roe now?
What about Ro? Maniacal bastard.
I think we covered everybody now.
No, he's actually okay in this game. Oh, because we only played like 3 times.
That helps.
Yeah.
But, he's been alright in my games. I guess sometimes he's really bad, sometimes he's okay. So it's like sometimes he gets it, and then sometimes
he just doesn't get it.
No, he gets it, but he
doesn't want to
screws with
conform.
You. Just because, you know, he's getting revenge for you screwing him in this game. Or whatever.
You wouldn't do that, would he?
Oh.
Okay, maybe he would.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Okay, so we should invite everyone to listen to the tapes.
This week's tape. Very good.
Yeah, let's continue on the... What were we talking about before? When we insulted everybody?
Well, it's not just starting on Chris.
We should read it with... Oh, that's self-explanatory, so we don't have...
Yeah, that's true.
Have to go.
My dad, when I was down there, saying, so how's your friend, Chris? Well, we don't see him very much
anymore. Oh, wait. Did you invite him to gaming, so you think that, you know, Chris wanted to see him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
It could be a gift. This is very odd. Secret Life, the Apple logo. Somebody made this. This is a Mac hack. This is Apple logo doggy.
like that.
I think he's wigging his tail.
Alright.
So, what's that? Apple logo flower. It's gonna rain.
What's that?
Somebody
wow, this sucks.
No doubt. Apple logo hangs. Nice. Great. What the hell? What was that? Apple logo Finding Nemo. This is kind of cool. Odd. Cool.
What? Finding Nemo?
Yeah. It turned the logo into Nemo. There's Nemo. Segway with woes. Very odd. Apple logo is dirty little secret. There's a hole. Oh, and that looks colorful on me. That's all. Whoa. All right.
Very nice.
So very odd.
Impressive.
For a 5-year-old.
I can't believe it. I keep on reading about these Mac hacks and they're so cool ones. So Adamanks writes them up. So I pay my 40 fucking bucks. I get to this year's and last year's. It's so sad.
Well, this one, some of them are supposed to be pretty cool, but yeah. The
well, it's Unstoppable Progress sounded really cool. It's like a progress bar that fills with water, and but crashes your system. Well, it fills up the progress bar, and the progress never stops, so the fire has to be restarted.
That's why it's unstoppable.
Yeah, it is unstoppable. I'm sure they meant to finish it or something. It's Haunter. This thing called Haunter. If you go to a Microsoft website, it starts screaming at you.
Okay.
But at that point, you have to kill off your web browser. Because all it does is pop up new Windows, and the Windows says, "Hey, what are you doing?"